Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today we're going to talk about fasting. A lot of people don't know about fasting. They don't understand the purpose or how to do it, so I'm here to clear that up for you. I've been doing it since I was a little girl. Biblical fasting takes a lot of discipline and strength that you can only receive from God. Your private discipline with fasting will bring you a heavenly reward, according to Matthew chapter 6. When you give God your first through fasting, prayer, tithing, especially at the beginning of the year, you set your course for the entire year. So the church that I grew up in, we would fast the first 40 days of every new year. And I know that sounds like a really long time, but just bear with me. And we're going to talk about why you should fast and just all sorts of things. So here we go. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Matthew 6:33 says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So even though those verses don't directly say the word fast, they're talking about seeking God. And fasting is a way to seek God. When you are fasting, it's really important for you to target your prayers, because that's one of the purposes of fasting, is that you're praying about something. Two specific areas that a lot of people focus on when they're fasting are relationships or breakthrough. Some people fast because of upcoming elections. They're worried about leadership. Other people fast because of their finances. There's just all different reasons, but the Bible instructs us to continually to pray and to fast and to give. So it's really, really important. You can fast with other people, not just by yourself. And it's just really, really, really a blessing. There are several types of fasts, and the one that you choose is between you and God. You also have to keep your health in mind, because everybody can't fast. But God will honor your best sacrifice. So that's the first thing you need to realize, that fasting is a sacrifice. You're sacrificing fulfilling your body with food and being hungry, because you will be hungry. Now, a full fast is when you drink only liquids for X number of days. And it's usually just water. I don't know anybody who does a liquid fast who drinks anything else but water. That is the most difficult one to do. That is the one where you are sacrificing the most as far as your physical well-being. You really have to be in prayer. You have to be diligent. The enemy is going to come at you and tempt you with all sorts of things when you are on a full fast. The Daniel fast is the most popular fast nowadays. It's where you eat no meat, no dairy, no sweets, or leavened bread. You drink only water and juice, and you eat only fruits and vegetables, things that basically that are grown out of the ground. Now, when you eat, it's not like piling your plate up when you're at the buffet. So you're eating a small portion of these things as minimally as possible. Just enough, you know, to keep you alive, to keep you going. There's a 3-day fast, which can be a full fast, just liquids, or it can be a Daniel fast, or you can give up just one food item. A partial fast is where you fast during the day, from like when you wake up till like maybe 4 or 5, 6 in the evening, from sun up to sundown. And again, you can do a full fast, a Daniel fast, or give up one type of food. A lot of people who are on medication do a partial fast. There are many scripture references for fasting. You can look them up. Matthew 6:16-18, Matthew 9:14-15, and Luke 18:9-14. You can also do a corporate fast. That is where you fast with other people as a group, like maybe your whole church decides to fast because you're trying to have breakthrough with the stronghold that's over your congregation. Maybe you're trying to open up a second campus, launch a ministry. Some references for that are 1 Samuel 7, 5 through 6, Ezra 8, 21 through 23, Nehemiah 9, 1 through 3, and Joel 2, 15 and 16. So whenever you're thinking about fasting, you need to think about the reasons for fasting. Are you in need of healing or a miracle? Do you need the touch of God in your life? Is there a goal or a dream inside of you that only He can make happen? Are you in need of a fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit? Do you desire a deeper, more intimate, and powerful relationship with the Lord? Are you ready to have heightened sensitivity to the desires of God? Are you trying to hear from God? Do you need to break away from bondages that have been holding you hostage? Are you fasting for the salvation of a loved one? Do you desire to know God's will for your life? So these are the questions that you should be asking yourself and thinking about and meditating on when you're fasting. Also, when you're fasting, you're doing a lot of praying. A lot of praying and a lot of searching and reading of the scriptures. This is like a sabbatical for you, which means it's a time away for you to be with the Holy Spirit in the secret place. It's not something that we necessarily need to announce or have to announce. You can, especially if you want people to be in prayer for you that you can make it through the fast. There's nothing wrong with that. But this really is it can be a time of spiritual warfare. I'll put it that way. So I hope that this little podcast has cleared up what fasting is for you. I pray that you try it. It's important to fast, and it's even really good for your health. There's lots of studies now that say that it's good for your health. So science, once again, has been forced to back up the Bible. Holla. All right. I love you guys. Be blessed.